Introducing the best deal in mobile. Unlimited on two or more lines for $29.99 a month per line. With no contracts, no added taxes, and no hidden fees. Includes nationwide 5G. Save up to 60%. Get unlimited on two or more lines for $29.99 a month. Call 855-438-2999. Click SpectrumMobile.com or visit a store near you.
Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Savings based on two-line comparison of unlimited plans among major national carriers as of 9/20/21. Prepaid excluded.
Good day and welcome to this special true crime segment of Oracle's News Radio. Today is Sunday, June 6, 2021. I am Renee, your host and producer of Oracle's News Radio podcast. Please share this podcast with your friends and family on email and social media. And the more you know, the better prepared you can be. As usual, we have a lot to cover. This is a special edition, and we have a lot to talk about. In our crime segments of this podcast, our purpose is to spread information that leads to self and community awareness for education, prevention, and ultimate evolution. You want to know why? And we will do our best to bring you answers. Because what you don't know and what you don't realize can hurt everyone. This particular podcast segment is a dual one where we will talk about what the government is doing for some of the victims. And we will also talk about a specific victim that will not directly benefit from these types of gifts from the government. It's not all good news, I know. And I know sometimes it's hard to listen to. But one of the things we must understand is that we have to face these things so that we can be aware of what we need to look out for to prevent the next happening. It's up to us to make the changes. We want to talk about William Wallace. He is someone who allegedly killed his wife at their Anaheim home during the holiday season in 2011. The 39-year-old is believed to have done something very awful in front of his kids, which quite likely could ruin Christmas for them forever. This Southern California man, who is on trial now for killing his wife on Christmas morning, allegedly propped up her body and did this in front of the children. But let's backtrack just a little bit to this domestic violence victim's story. It's unfortunate. We have to talk about it so you know the signs. Apparently, had been going on for quite some time. Between December 24th and December 25th, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, 2011, Wallace attacked his then partner. She was said to have been the 26-year-old Zazelle Preston. Her mother says he beat and tortured her daughter and at the same time mentally assassinated her daughter's children. This man, William Wallace, was said to have been fighting this woman on those days during the Christmas holiday. He said that they fought quite a bit, a lot of yelling and screaming. And what he did 10 years ago was to push her into a glass table and then asked her daughter, then 8-year-old daughter, to help pull glass out of her body. And the 18-year-old, who is now 18 years old, 10 years later, testified about this. that she was asked to pull glass out of her mother's body. After they did this, Wallace, leaving the bloody mess, then dragged Preston into the bathroom and propped her up against the toilet. No doubt he was trying to see if he could wake her up. After she hit the toilet, he says, and I think she was passed away, he just took her to the bedroom, put her down to sleep while she was deceased, the daughter said, according to the Orange County Register. This is what I remember, because she was already cold. On Christmas morning, Wallace dragged Preston's dead body out to the living room and propped her up on the couch with sunglasses while her 3-year-old and 8-year-old from a previous relationship and her 7-week-old son with Wallace opened presents. Yes, she had just had a baby 7 weeks prior. Who knows what that fight was about? It probably was not about anything. He then proceeded to tell his 3-year-old and the 8-year-old, who was the one who had pulled the glass from her mother's body, that mommy had ruined Christmas because she got drunk. This is unfortunate, as this 18-year-old still remembers this well enough to testify in court this year. She will likely never forget the situation. Other relatives testified that Wallace had repeatedly abused and threatened to kill Preston, who was studying to be a domestic abuse counselor before she was killed. To go into why she would have stayed in the relationship is to go into an entirely different topic. It is so unfortunate that these children had to live through this. Wallace allegedly told one of his wife's family members that he and Preston got into an argument and he tossed her around a bit. One neighbor told investigators they later saw Wallace picking up what appeared to be a body by the gate of their apartment in Anaheim. However, he eventually brought her back to the apartment. Then on Christmas morning is when he put her in front of her children with glass on and accused her of being drunk and ruining Christmas while she was already dead. He then made the children open up their Christmas presents in front of this woman's body. She was still slumped over on the sofa when the paramedics arrived, and they say police found the blood throughout the apartment, as well as holes in walls and a door off of its hinges. It's so past time that we ignore what's going on in our communities. What did Wallace tell them when they came? He told them that Preston had died after she fell into a glass table while drunk. His attorney is saying that he's being accused of something that is not his fault. It's not Wallace that killed her. It's the table that did. Can you believe that? Wallace has been behind bars for the last 9 years in lieu of a $1 million bail. And he faces up to a total of 25 years to life in prison, which he seems to have gotten the 15 years with the time that he's already served being counted. This is so unfortunate. One of the things we have to remember is the signs to look out for. You may not want to get involved because you may be afraid, but you can make anonymous reports. If you know the victim, you can continuously explain to them that they need to go get help. Five common signs is a partner that exerts a lot of control when you see them in public, when you're visiting them at home. There's emotional and verbal abuse. The abused partner lets you know they feel trapped. They're unhappy. They may even say to you that they're depressed or cry in front of you. The partner who is the abuser will not want that person to talk to you. They'll show a lack of respect for you. And from time to time, you will see the abused person with visible physical injuries. Don't let the makeup fool you. Don't let the masks cover it up. It's time for this to end. One of the things that you can do is to point them out to the hotline. They can either call 911 or they can call the domestic abuse hotline. It's a national domestic violence hotline, 1-800-799-7233. 1-800-799-7233. Maybe you're not sure whether or not you are being abused. You just don't know. It's been happening for so long. You can go to the 24-hour confidential hotline and call them, or go to www.thehotline.org. www.thehotline.org. It appears that the United States is also getting on board to assist some of the domestic abuse victims by distributing stimulus aid, because they faced even greater hardships during the pandemic, specifically when they were unable to live with that person, the abuser, and had to get away. The Department of Health and Human Services said on Monday, May 24th, 2021, that it will award $200 million to help abuse victims get counseling, emergency and transitional housing, and to help with safety planning and other resources, because a lot of people went back home to their abusers when they lost their jobs. A lot of people are afraid to lose their homes because they may feel like they aren't able to support themselves as a result of what's been going on in the world in 2020 and in 2021. The programs that will receive funding also aim to combat domestic violence in Alaskan villages where people are isolated, and to help children who witness these things to receive counseling and mental health services. This is something that you can go online to get more information about, and can likely get information by going to the website that I pointed out to you. The awards are funded by the American Rescue Plan, the $1.9 trillion pandemic relief package that Congress passed in March 2021. This is a brief version of our crime segment, and we hope that the information that we are spreading will help you, or help you to help somebody else. We thank you for listening. For whichever podcast platform you are enjoying, please share this podcast with someone who loves the news from a spiritual perspective and from a mundane perspective, because you can rest assured that if you do, the both of you will enjoy the facts and nothing but. Until next time.
Introducing the best deal in mobile. Unlimited on two or more lines for $29.99 a month per line. With no contracts, no added taxes, and no hidden fees. Includes nationwide 5G. Save up to 60%. Get unlimited on two or more lines for $29.99 a month. Call 855-438-2999. Click spectrummobile.com or visit a store near you.
Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Savings based on two-line comparison of unlimited plans among major national carriers as of 9/20/21. Prepaid excluded.